Hey, yeah, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It is, it is 9:39, and it is Thursday, October 11th, and 9:39 p.m. I am camped out at my new job. Actually, one of my coworkers' apartment complexes at my new job. My job that I told you I was starting Monday, it fell through, and I didn't get it. Well, she hired her old bather back, and so I got on Indeed, and I just started filling out applications, sending out my resume, and I got hit after hit after hit, and I just happened to just fall into just the best deal ever. I just fit in with an amazing group of people. I think I just found my new family, and you guys, I'm telling you, it's all about the bus. My bus has given me so much freedom to make so many decisions that just changed my life. And what makes that possible is the fact that I own my house. I'm willing to live in a bus, you know, parked in a parking lot until I find something else. And you guys got to get that it's out there. I mean, life is just out there waiting for you to jump right out and take it. But, yeah, I gotta tell you, this is a good deal. Big news, but talk again tomorrow. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It's 3:33. That's too funny. Someplace, when I was growing up, yeah, I think I was 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73. I was 7 years old. I lived in Wilmington, North Carolina. 333 Spartan Road. I remember that. That was too funny. But yeah, apparently I'm going to have to do something with Calvin. And I don't know if I've talked about Calvin that much, but that's my buddy. I've had him since he was, I don't know, since he was like 6 or 8 weeks old. And he's kind of special. I don't think it's not that he's retarded. It's just that he just, I don't know, he just doesn't get it, you know. And when Calvin's in pain, that's the worst thing. Calvin doesn't get it. So you got to do something when Calvin's in pain. Either, you know, I remember one time he had the some kind of stomach bug, and he had the runs so bad. And it got to the point that his asshole hurt. I know this is TMI, but I remember I had to take him to the vet because, I mean, just going to the bathroom, I mean, he's just, you know, screaming like a baby. And he's such a good little, you know, good dog. He's like 30 pounds or so. And he's such a good dog. You just hate to see him suffer. But it's cold now. I mean, it's like 50. And I think the floor in the bus is cold. And last year this time, he was sleeping on my sleeping bag on top of me, so I'm not moving back down to the floor to help Calvin out, but apparently I'm gonna have to get him a nice warm bed, because he woke me up. I've never been a mom. I've always been a dog mom. But I know people who have kids don't, you know, whenever I say it's the same for dogs, it is, you know. I mean, we get some slack, you know, because we have, you know, we can put them in crates and, you know, and we probably only get, you know, 14 years, 16 years. I just can't even remember how old Calvin is. But I am in a position, this job is just a godsend, because, I mean, it's a group of women, and it's really funny, because my boss, her name is Robin, and the second in command is Jerry, and Jerry really is the groomer, and she taught Robin how to groom. I think Robin must have, I don't know why she opened a dog grooming shop, but she opened a dog grooming shop, and she opened two of them, actually. And Jerry was obviously her head groomer, and Jerry taught her how to groom. And here in Georgia, you have to be certified and licensed So apparently Jerry taught Robin how to groom, and Robin's a good groomer, but she's not fast. I mean, it takes years to become a fast groomer. I mean, it doesn't take long to be a good groomer, but it takes a long time to be a fast groomer. And a fast groomer is where you make your money. I mean, you can be as good as you want, and even a show groomer has to be fast, you know. So there's Robin, and then there's Jerry, and then Devin is the girl that I'm replacing. She's been there 3.5 years, and she's apparently this was her first job, and she's a bather, but apparently she's kind of taken over, like, other stuff, like answering the phones and things like that. Well, she's graduated from college, and she's gotten a real job, you know, and so she's going on to do that, so I'm replacing her. Well, then there's Nicole, and she's new. She started out as a bather, and then Robin has been training her to be certified. But Nicole is timid. I mean, and she's just not sure of herself. She's probably like all of us were when we started. So she's not going to be able to pick up that much slack. And then there's Beth, who apparently is a groomer, but I don't think Beth likes it. You know, I mean, you have to like this job. I mean, it's a great job, so even if you don't like it, you're going to struggle through it. And I think that's where Beth is. But apparently I'm... All right, so I imagine Robin is in her 60s, you know, and Jerry is well-preserved, 63. I never would have guessed. I thought she was the same age as me, and I'm 52. So it would be we three old ladies and then the younger girls. And it was funny because apparently I'm to replace Devin. And it's big shoes to fill because Devin, you know, just kind of did everything else that they didn't do. But there's two other girls that kind of think they're taking Devin's place. So it feels like the land of misfit toys, you know, in Toyland. I mean, it's like a group of women that all, I mean, every one of them is nice. I mean, they just really are. I'm honestly saying that. And, but they all have their own shit to deal with. And it's funny because I'm going in there and I don't have any shit to deal with. I don't know if I've managed to convey the fact that this bus has just saved every headache I ever had. Is gone, you know. I mean, been replaced by a couple others. You know, finding a place to sleep is always tough. That might be something that's going to disappear. I might be in a position because so far, I mean, this place is perfect. I mean, the church, honestly, was the best, except for the fact that I stressed myself out because every morning I don't wake up well. I wake up really shitty because I just don't like getting up in the dark. And I'm in the mountains. If you're not familiar with Alpharetta, Georgia, it's mountains. And so apparently the sun doesn't poke over the mountains until 7:30 or 8. I grew up in flatland, you know. I mean, you can see the sun coming up. And so you know, I mean, even then it was still 7 o'clock. But here it's a little bit later. So I don't move. But I had to wake up and deal with Calvin. And it makes me sad. Yeah, I don't know if any of you follow, excuse me, the hiccups, Carolyn's RV Life. But, oh, shoot. Apparently, I am going to be tired. But she just lost Capone, which when you get out here on the road, if you're a single woman, single man or whatever, I mean, your buddy's your dog. I mean, those people who come out without dogs, I mean, you guys are tough. I mean, because those of us that have dogs, dogs make you responsible. Dogs give you this kind of sense of... stability. That's it. I mean, dogs give you this sense of stability. I mean, you feel like, I mean, because you're responsible. I mean, you're responsible for another life. So you do things, because if you're just thinking about yourself, you're kind of reckless. I mean, you kind of don't really care where you park. It's different. I mean, those of you that don't have pets, you're probably... Hey, you're lucky in one way and you're unlucky in another way. Because, I mean, I know I'm going to lose Calvin. I mean, I know it's just a matter of time. But moving here has given me an opportunity to extend Calvin's life. Because in Hooterville, I mean, it wasn't going to happen. I mean, you know, I mean, I wasn't in a position to make money. I wasn't in a position to deal with my vets. Because, I mean, in a place like Hooterville, you're stuck. I mean, you can't buy cheap groceries. You can't find a cheap vet. I mean, you're stuck. They want to charge you, you know, a shitload of money. They want to tell you you need some kind of procedure order. You can't argue. I mean, your only defense is to say, you know what, I'm not going to pay it. Put him to sleep. And I don't want to be in that position with Calvin. I want to give him the best whatever he's got left. And so that's why I chose to go back into dog grooming, you know, because I mean, I can get a job doing anything. I mean, I'm probably going to change my email. I mean, I am getting my phone number. I mean, I am getting phone calls because I'm a good worker. I'm a happy person. And I mean, I know I'm a valuable commodity, but I decided to come back to, you know, the dog business to take care of my own kids. and, you know, waking up hearing Calvin cry was tough. I mean, it was really tough. And that was, oh my God, that was 2 hours ago. So I've been sitting up with Calvin for two. I mean, he's asleep. I gave him a couple of low dose aspirin. You know, I mean, and a hot dog, and he went back. And apparently, he was thirsty. That's why he got up. So I gave him some, you know, and he's eating, he's drinking. I mean, he's fine. I mean, he just hurts. And so now apparently I'm going to have to figure out how to deal with that. Cause I'm telling you, there is nothing worse. You know, probably people with newborns probably feel the same thing. Cause I mean, you're just helpless. I mean, you know, they need something and you just can't figure out what it is. So I'm going to be, you know, chasing whatever Calvin needs. Cause it's cold right now. I mean, I had to pull out my sleeping bag. Cause I mean, I have a thermal blanket that's warm. So I think tomorrow I'm probably going to break out the heaters and start turning on some heat for Calvin. And cause I don't want him to struggle. And I'm definitely not giving him another haircut. I'm going to let his hair grow so he can stay warm. I don't care. I work for a groomer now, so I can keep him as long as I need to. Cause I want Calvin to, he's saved my life. I mean, Calvin is, I mean, even Tom, I mean, had a time with Calvin, because Calvin's like an anchor. You just feel like you have to take care of Calvin, but I think Calvin's taking care of us. But you guys that are here with me, thank you. You guys, it's funny, because, I mean, there are a lot of you, and it just blows me away, and we don't converse. I mean, I know you're out there, you know I'm here, and I gotta tell you, the deciding to let go of the shit that was the shit that was dragging me down was the smartest thing I ever did. This is, I mean, like I said, finding a place to park, that's the hardest part. And even that is almost, it's almost, once you develop this kind of sense, it's the craziest thing. You see where you'll fit. And you know what? I mean, I was talking to a friend online, and I was telling, I mean, I was in Cherokee County, Georgia. That was when I was, you know, a couple days ago. And that's where I landed. Oh, excuse me, Woodstock. And, for 3 days in a row, four, I had what I called a union meeting, and there were anywhere between 2 and 6 county cops and Georgia marshals out there talking to me. And it's, they even said, I'm not doing anything against law. I'm absolutely doing nothing wrong. I am doing everything within the law. My equipment is fine. I'm fine. Legally, I'm doing nothing wrong. But they were getting emails, four emails a day, four emails. I don't know if that was a day, or I know four emails that they told me about in the mornings, and people with anonymity, I mean, they, you know, they were calling and they're saying, oh, the teal bus is back, you know, like I'm such a problem. And even the cops were like, we really think maybe you ought to be moving along. And I'm like, I can't move along. I mean, you have to understand there's a process to this, and there is a process. You have to know when you feel it's time, and you got to listen to that. Whatever's pushing you to do something, you can't listen to that. You have to listen to your gut. And my gut told me what I needed to do, and my gut has not steered me wrong. I mean, I'm telling you, you listen to your brain, you listen to your heart, you listen to God, call it what you want. But if you're listening, you will be safe. And it's funny because I've spent the evening with Jerry, the second in command, and she had a message from God. You know what I mean? I mean, and I know that sounds so corny, but you guys that listen, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, there's something out there that makes you do everything you do. And if you're listening, it'll treat you right. I mean, that's it. It'll treat you right. But I have no regrets. That's it. You guys, thank you for being here with me. But I'll talk to you soon. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It is 7:54, and that would be Friday, October 12th. I am early to work, so I had to go to Super Walmart and put some money on my debit card and get some coffee. And oh my god, getting up in the dark, holy shit. Tom sent me a text a little after 6, I guess, said he was on the way to work, and I thought, oh, I don't want to get up. I thought, well, I have to get up. I have to be to work at 7:45, and I still had dogs to put out, I still had breakfast to eat, and I still had all that shit to do, so I got moving. And it's just so crazy because it says, you know, 3 miles away, and it still takes you. And it's not even that, it still takes you, 15 minutes, you know, 20 minutes. And it's not like it's that much traffic. It's not like a straight shot like it was out in Hooterville, you know. It's not like it's first time I've ever been in Georgia or in a city or anything like that. But it's so funny because, you know, I haven't had to commute in a long, 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 long time. So, yeah, it's going to take me a little while to get my routine set up. But now today is Friday, right? So I just work today and tomorrow, and then I have Sunday and Monday off. You can't beat that. And then I'm not really sure on my schedule next week, but it's looking pretty good. And oh my god, my bus is a wreck. It's just a wreck. I have got to start battening down my hatches. I am really bad about not putting stuff away, so that's doesn't stay put when I take off down the road. Oh my gosh, now I'm going to have to work on this getting up thing. Well, I mean, you heard, I didn't have much sleep last night. I think I probably, you know, am going on probably, 3 hours sleep, 4 hours sleep, something like that. But, I mean, it's not that big a deal, I won't die. It's not like I'm going to do this every day. I imagine tonight, after I get done with everything I need to get done, I'll probably crash, and that'll be the end of me until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. But this is pretty nice because you name a place to stop and it's on the way to work. Planet Fitness, right on the way to work. Super Walmart, right on the way to work. You know, like 4 different places to get fuel, right on the way to work. So I mean, I'll be good. Damn, this is good. Good call. Definitely a nice step up from Hooterville. So You guys have a good morning, and I'll talk at you later.
Hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It is 7:57 on Friday, October 12th, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but that sounds like a blues band in a bar across the street. And I am in this lower parking lot just down from where I work, and I am trapped. So it looks like I get to sit in my bus, drink a glass of wine, eat some good Georgia barbecue, and mac and cheese, macaroni and cheese, and collard greens, and listen to live music. I'm thinking I got a pretty good gig. Now, if I wasn't alone, that would make it a little bit better, but Tom will be here soon. But it's a pretty good gig. You guys, enjoy yourself, and I gotta tell you, I don't know if you know anything about Atlanta, Alpharetta, whatever, and they have the same kind of struggles as any place else, but the people here are just fantastic. I mean, absolutely over and above amazingly fantastic. I mean, I have met so many amazing people, but I'm chilling out. I got a dog licking my toes right now, which is just freaking me out. I don't know why she does it, but that's her thing. And then I got Calvin telling me that he really has to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, I got news for you, Calvin. I'm not walking you right now. So do what you gotta do. It's crowded down here. I mean, it's not like crazy people crowded, but crazy car crowded. I'm sure all the businesses are full, but it's Friday night in Milton, Georgia, which is a cute little town. I mean, this is a nice town. Established 2006, and it's nice. It's like Groundhog Day, but no snow. Yeah, they said they had a little bit of snow last year, like 12 inches once. But I'm going to wait it out. You guys, I'll let you know. I'll let you know how it's going. But oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you, I worked 10 hours today, and it goes by so fast. One of the things about, you do a job you love, and it's not work. And that's kind of where I'm at. I love my job. I mean, I've always loved my job. I haven't always loved my customers, but I love the dogs I deal with. I love the end result. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, dogs are so happy when they're clean. Megan, stop biting my face. Hey! Stop it. The dogs are so happy when they're clean. And I mean, and we had a dog today that I worked hours on. I mean, I'm not kidding. I'm 4 hours combing it out, and that's an extra $30. I mean, 4 hours work, $30 worth of, and I don't get all $30, definitely. I get a fraction of it. I get good tips. I work 10 hours today. I got $40 in tips. And it's not like I have to deal with people. I don't have to do shit except clean up. And clean up and brush dogs and wash dogs. But it was a good day. And I spent way too much money on food. I mean, I really did. But, oh my God, right next door to where I work is this barbecue joint. And I haven't had meat in a while. I mean, and they got a sign in the front, front door. It's like open to like 10 to 8 or something, like, or till the meat runs out, which is the funniest line, till the meat runs out. And I'm like, in my life, I hope the meat never runs out. I'm a lucky woman. You guys out there, happy Friday. And ouch! And my dog is chewing on my feet. And she discovered never mind. But yeah, she's chewing on my feet. But you guys, happy Friday. Enjoy it. Stay out of trouble, and be safe.